You can support convicted murderers and terrorists on Facebook, but not Kyle Rittenhouse. By Alam Bokhari on September 3, 2020. Yesterday, Facebook told the world that it considers Kyle Rittenhouse's actions in Kenosha to be mass murder, and that posts defending him would be taken down, even though he has not been convicted of any crime. Update: after this article was published, a Facebook spokeswoman confirmed to Breitbart News that the pages mentioned in this piece were in the process of being taken down. But it appears that the platform has long tolerated support for murderers, mass murderers, terrorists, and violent criminals, people who have been convicted of such crimes, not just accused. Here are a few pages that are currently active on Facebook, the first three of which were unearthed by Owens Jack Posobiec. 1. Asada Shakur Black Women Liberation Movement. Asada Shakur is a BLM darling and far-left terrorist who carried out a number of murders, assaults, and bank robberies in the 1970s. A member of the far-left Black Liberation Army, BLA, she was convicted of first and second degree murder in 1977, including the murder of New Jersey State Trooper Werner Forster. Sentenced to life in prison, she managed to escape in 1979. And obtained political asylum in communist Cuba. She remains on the FBI's most wanted terrorists list under the name Joanne Deborah Chesimard. A page dedicated to the terrorist, Asada Shakur Black Women Liberation Movement, is currently active on Facebook, with over 500 followers. 2. The Campaign to Bring Mumia Home. Mumia Abu-Jamal was convicted in 1982 of the murder of Philadelphia policeman Daniel Faulkner. Originally facing a death sentence, this was overturned in 2011 and replaced with life imprisonment. A far-left activist, Abu-Jamal was a member of the Black Panther Party and the Black Nationalist Movement MOVE, whose members, including Abu-Jamal, engaged in the shootout with Philadelphia police that killed Faulkner. Abu-Jamal has continued to publish leftist writings from his cell, and enjoys the support of thousands of people who have liked the campaign to bring Mumia home on Facebook, a page agitating for the convicted far-left murderer's release. 3. The Friends of Justice, Justice for Charles Manson. Charles Manson was one of the most famous murderers and cult leaders of the 20th century. His cult, the Manson family, murdered seven people, including actress Sharon Tate, at the end of the 1960s. Manson encouraged his followers to commit murders in an effort to trigger an apocalyptic race war between blacks and whites that Manson called Helter Skelter. During his trial, Manson attempted to attack the presiding judge with a sharpened pencil and encouraged people to murder the judge. Manson died in 2017, but a page calling for justice for Charles Manson is still active on Facebook. 4. Free Razmiya Now. Razmiya Yousafzai is a Palestinian Arab nationalist. A member of the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine, she was convicted of two bombings in Jerusalem in 1969, one of which killed two people. Sentenced to life in prison by an Israeli court, she was eventually released as part of a prisoner exchange deal with the PFLP. She moved to the U.S. in the 1990s, but was deported in 2017 after pleading guilty to concealing her prior terrorism conviction from immigration authorities. A page called Free Razmiya Now is currently active on Facebook, where it has accumulated thousands of likes. Update: shortly after this article was published, and in response to a Breitbart News request for comment, a Facebook spokeswoman confirmed that all four of the pages mentioned in this piece were in the process of being removed, as all violated Facebook's policy on dangerous individuals and organizations. As of now, all four pages have been removed. Alam Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. His upcoming book, #Deleted, Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election, which contains exclusive interviews with sources inside Google, Facebook, and other tech companies, will be released on September 22 and is currently available for pre-order.